entrance.
Well, are there any other roads?
Or entrance ramp, I probably would say.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other roads in Atlanta that you can only go into or come out of at special points?
There is a complex expressway system that runs in, around, and through Atlanta, which I don't understand and which I stay off of and which I pay no attention to when somebody else is driving.
Mm-hmm.
There's the perimeter, which runs around the city. And they're often referred to just by their numbers, 285. I don't know what that is.
Is there, would a boulevard be anything like what you're talking about, or is that something different?
To me, boulevard is simply the name of the street, boulevard, and I used to live on boulevard because it's the extension of, well, Monroe Drive is the extension of boulevard. The name was changed about in 1955.
Mm-hmm.
So boulevard to me is my street. Virtually.
Some of these, I think, have come up before, but some of the more important streets in the city, maybe that handle a lot of traffic or something like that.
Well, I mentioned Peachtree as being the best-known street in Atlanta, and incidentally, it's usually called just Peachtree and not Peachtree Street by Atlantans, and it has various extensions and branches like West Peachtree and Peachtree Road. And its southern extension, they've recently changed the name to South Peachtree, but that's really Whitehall Street, and I'm sure native Atlantans will continue calling that Whitehall. Now, what's the question exactly?
Well, any important
major
streets,
street.
Maybe historical
Hunter Street and the various streets which are extensions of it has recently had its name changed to Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, I think it is, to commemorate Martin Luther King, so there would be a certain significance there. Ponce de Leon is a very well-known street. It's quite run down now, the part toward town, but I think a lot of fairly nice homes are still out on the eastern part of Ponce de Leon. There used to be a lot of stores with neon signs on Ponce de Leon, and when I was a child, my father would drive us along Ponce de Leon, and we would call it Ponce de Neon because there were so many neon lights there. Something else that I might mention, I'm not doing this in a very organized way, is that to me, the boundary of downtown Atlanta is somewhere around the intersection of Peachtree and Ponce de Leon, somewhere in the neighborhood of the Fox Theater, which, by the way, is another local landmark I should have mentioned, which is an old, very elegant, ornate theater built around the turn of the century and has a very large organ in it, and which is definitely worth seeing. Every visitor to Atlanta should see the Fox. But, about the boundaries of downtown Atlanta, to me, that's where downtown starts. But yet, when I was teaching out in Sandy Springs, people would ask me where I lived. I would say I live downtown, although to me, I live 2.5 miles away from downtown. And my church, which is supposedly a downtown church, at the time that it was built, it was considered in the suburbs. It's about, a mile from Five Points, I would say, a mile north of Five Points. It's on Peachtree. It's a landmark that's worth visiting. St. Luke's Church, okay. Burned down in the Civil War, rebuilt, three locations. It was the first cathedral of the Diocese of Georgia.
Okay. What about streets in your neighborhood?
Names of, or? I've never been sure. I live at the corner of and which is only